Welcome to Season 3, Episode 8 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about obedience and disobedience. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. Leviticus 26 contains the blessings for obedience and the punishments for disobedience that were given to the children of Israel. These were given in order to encourage the people to faithfully do what God instructed them to do. It's similar to the blessings and punishments given later in Deuteronomy chapter 28. In this episode, we're going to look briefly at what this chapter says about obedience and disobedience and see what applications we can make for our lives today. First, the blessings for obedience. God required the people to keep all his commandments. We see that in Leviticus 20 and verse 22, where he says, "You are therefore to keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them, so that the land to which I am bringing you to live will not spew you out." So while they were to keep all his commandments, he highlighted certain ones at the beginning of this chapter, Leviticus 26. In the first two verses, he says, "You shall not make for yourselves idols, nor shall you set up for yourselves an image or a sacred pillar, nor shall you place a figured stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and revere my and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." These commands that he gave them, that he mentioned here at this part of the book, of not making or worshiping idols, of keeping the Sabbath, and revering the sanctuary, these would set them apart from the surrounding nations. This goes back to the theme of holiness. This was to set them apart. If they would obey God in this, God promised them certain blessings in verses 3 through 12 of this chapter. These blessings were that the land would be fruitful, verses 4 and 5, and also verse 10, that they would enjoy peace, verse 6, that they would have victory over their enemies, verses 7 and 8, that they would be fruitful and would multiply, verse 9, and that God would dwell with them and walk among them, in verses 11 and 12. And if there was any doubt about God's ability to deliver on his promises, he reminded them of their deliverance from Egypt in verse 13. He says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, so that you would not be slaves, and I broke the bars of your yoke and made you walk erect." This showed that God had the power to bless them. So they were to obey him, and he would bless them. But then he talked about the punishments for disobedience. God acknowledged that the people could choose to disobey him instead. Verses 14 through 16, it says, "But if you do not obey me and do not carry out all these commandments, if instead you reject my statutes, if your soul abhors my ordinances so as not to carry out all my commandments and so break my covenant, I in turn will do this to you." God mentioned three, we might say, levels or types of disobedience. First, they do not obey, which means they fail to do because they're not listening to God's commands. The next one, they reject God's statutes, which means they make a conscious decision to disobey. And then he says they abhor God's ordinances, which means they hate God's word. But all of these were disobedience, and all of them would be punished. So if they disobeyed God, he warned of the punishments that would come against them in verses 16 through 39 of Leviticus 26. These punishments were that they would suffer terror, consumption, and fever in verse 16, that they would sow their seed, but their enemies would eat it up, also in verse 16, that their enemies would defeat them and rule over them, verse 17, that the land would not be fruitful, which is talked about in verses 18 through 20, that wild beasts would kill their children and their cattle, verses 21 and 22, that they would suffer from sword, from pestilence, and from famine, verses 23 through 29, that their high places and their altars would be destroyed, verse 30, their cities would be destroyed and the land would be desolate, verses 31 through 35, and that those who would remain would be weak and fearful and scattered among the nations, verses 36 through 39. It's important to note, though, that the punishments were given in order to try to get them to repent. Verse 18, it says, "If also after these things you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins." If they didn't obey, then punishment would come. Verse 21, "If then you act with hostility against me and are unwilling to obey me, I will increase the plague on you seven times according to your sins." Verses 23 through 24 says, "And if by these things you are not turned to me, but act with hostility against me, then I will act with hostility against you, and I, even I, will strike you seven times for your sins." In verses 27 and 28, God says, "Yet if in spite of this you do not obey me," in spite of these punishments, "in spite of this you do not obey me, but act with hostility against me, then I will act with wrathful hostility against you, and I, even I, will punish you seven times for your sins." Even though God promised to punish them for disobedience, he was willing to forgive them and was trying to bring them back to repentance, but he was willing to forgive them based upon the covenant with their ancestors. This is made clear in Leviticus 26, verses 40 through 46. Now, the application for us as we think about these things, we do not have the same blessings and punishments in our earthly lives for obedience and disobedience. Today, there are false teachers who promise worldly gain for godly living. Paul warned about them in 1 Timothy 6, 3 through 5. God's people will often suffer despite living righteously. We can read about the suffering of Paul that he endured in 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 29, and all the things that he had to face and the suffering and the trials and the hardships, yet he was living righteously. For us, the ultimate blessing and also the ultimate punishment for obedience and disobedience is eternal. If we obey the Lord, the reward is eternal salvation. The passages like Hebrews 5 and verse 9 talk about that. If we disobey, we will pay the penalty of eternal destruction that Paul talked about in 2 Thessalonians 1, 8, and 9. So in conclusion, the blessings and punishments in Leviticus show us God's attitude towards sin and his expectation of obedience so that we will take him seriously today. We need to be careful to obey the Lord and follow his instructions that he has given us in his word. Let us not follow the path of disobedience, either by hating his word or by making a conscious decision to disobey, or simply by failing to obey because we're just not paying attention to his word. We have to be careful to do what he has said if we want to be rewarded in the end. And if we fail to do that for whatever reason, then we stand to face the punishment that he warned us about also in his word. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be wrapping up Season 3 and talking about vows and tithes. We'll also have some information about what's coming next after the end of Season 3 for the podcast. So until then, I hope you have a great week.